Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Greg, according to your reporting, would you say that Chaim Bloom has Alex Cora on a short leash?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that is fascinating. Can we double back on this for a second?
Man,
what exactly are you hearing here?
Just that Chaim Bloom is can be a bit of a micromanager, and that may have caused some issues in that relationship. Mm. But I mean, what relationship does not have issues?
Oh, sure,
right.
Yeah, but if you're that's the worst, to be like somebody who's micromanaging and every time you look up, he's hovering over your shoulder like a helicopter parent.
Why are you staring at me when you say that?
Well, Ken's kind of like that. Ken is the Chaim Bloom of the show. You are. But, yeah, that to me is fascinating. How much can you take if you're Alex Cora? Or if you're Chaim Bloom, don't you have control?
But why would Cora give him the lineup card?
To make appearances, you know, make it look good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because if you're Bloom in this situation, can't you just go to John Henry or whoever is the person in charge and go, him and I don't work?
I don't think that in that kind of situation, the guy or the individual who's doing the micromanaging doesn't know that it's an issue for the underling, right?
He might now. You might have just broke that news.
Good point. I should tag him in this tweet.
Is this a house in Connecticut source, or is this a high placed source?
I wouldn't say high placed.
There's some house in Connecticut.
You did nail the Josh Gordon.
Right.
Nail it. I had it weeks before it was news.
And you had
weeks before it was official. I had that.
You have these sources in the underbelly of the Seaport Society that come out of the woodwork and give you good stuff.
People want to hear about Greg's underbelly.
You had the fans going back to the arena.
What is the underbelly of Seaport Society like?
Tate's bathroom.
They only have a driver 3 days a week. I mean, what are you talking about?
They have multiple drivers. Yeah, it's big money.
I'm with you on that one, Ken. The underbelly is politicians. Paid off. It's a couple of old schoolers from, you know, original Southie that, hey, if there's certain yuppies we don't like, we run them out of town.
I just want to know what truth serum you're giving these people. Like, you host a radio show Monday through Friday.
It's called V1 Vodka. Mm.
By the way, I was given maybe the single greatest piece of, would you call it memorabilia, what have you, last night at the game. By the great former police commissioner of the city of Boston, Willie Gross, who gave me this one-of-a-kind.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll show it on Twitch. This Boston police patch with the Red Sox logo in the middle of it.
That's pretty dope.
I'm thinking of adding it to the white T-shirt, Curtis, because I feel like that could resurrect the white T-shirt if I added this Red Sox patch.
I love it. But the second you showed that, Wiggy said he had handcuffs in his back pocket.
That could be a citizen's arrest, right?
Maybe Willie Gross was your source.
Mm. I'm going to show this to criminal next time Wiggy brings him around and see what he does.
Some of the guys that I knew were criminals growing up are now police officers, so works out either way.
This is Charlie from Watertown. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, guys. Hey, so with regards to the next game, I really think Cora, and maybe like you guys just said with regards to Bloom, he's really going to need to change up that lineup, because Houston's getting a little too comfortable with the batters that they're facing. I think they really got to get Dalbec into the lineup. I think they should consider, if they can get JD into left field, sit Verdugo, you know, put Kiki at second, and, you know, maybe Verdugo or Santana in center. I think they got to get a different look in that lineup a little bit to get one more bat in there. I think Dalbec is the guy.
Santana, you want in the lineup? I mean,
sometimes you got to put a guy in there who they haven't seen a lot of. And, I mean, you know, in playoffs, a lot of times it's these guys that, you know, come out of nowhere to get a big hit or two that can change a series. So, to me, I just think they got to change the lineup up a little bit, you know, get a couple new bats in there and sort of mix it up. Because right now it just seems like they're in a rut. And, you know, little things like that can make a big difference, in a game.
And doesn't last night seem like the perfect head-butting situation for them, too? Because you think Chris Sale facing Alvarez a third time, normally that doesn't happen. Mm. But because he's dealing and he's pitching well, maybe Alex Cora goes, you know what, I'm going to go with my gut here.
Well, I like the fact that that somebody in baseball is going with their gut.
But Heim might be like, the numbers and the analytics tell us don't do that.
Yeah.
And maybe call them down on the, you know, they got that black bat phone in there, like, hey, get him out of the game. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And boom, you see what happens. Now you go from being down 1-0 to 3-0.
Well, Cora said that he wasn't going to change the lineup. He has no plans to, so don't see that happening.
Was this source of yours, was this scoop after the game last night? Was Wiggy right? Was this in direct reaction
the
game?
It was prior to last night's game.
Okay.
Would you say you caught the information?
I would say yes. I would. All right.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Wow.
Curtis.
Is there any chance, or what percentage chance is there, that Alex Cora is managing another team next season? From this source, not your opinion.
Oh my God!
Maybe 20%.
Wow!
What?
Wow.
Holy cow! Breaking!
No, this is just poppycock.
Yeah, hole is getting deeper and deeper.
No, I don't. I believe there's something there. No, I'm not buying poppycock. Whatever the hell that means.
But there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, I believe it's something because
he's under contract. What's he gonna do?
Listen, when you're Alex. See, here's the issue that I always
have. Willie Gross is a poppy cop.
And I think Greg's onto something. The issue you have is when you have a GM or the guy that runs the baseball organization or any sports team, and he doesn't hire the coach, there's always going to be issues there because that's not his guy.
Well, he hired him. What do you mean?
No, he. But it wasn't his guy.
No.
Why? Who was his guy?
Anybody other than, right? I mean,
you're saying owners forced Bloom to hire?
Yes.
Did
you not hear John Henry when they asked about the return of Alex Cora? What'd he say? It was a no-brainer.
Well, if anything, you heard John Henry gush about Cora just like a week ago. If anything, Cora would get Bloom fired, I think, then
we don't know.
Who do you think John Henry likes more, the Yale guy who uses analytics or Cora?
Oh, they love Cora. Cora.
I'm with you, Curtis, the Yale guy.
Yep.
They have to think about the players, though, at some point?
Yeah, Curtis is on to something. They like, in baseball,
stupid.
It's the geeky Yale guy that they like who has all these analytics, who has all these numbers and everything. They can find another manager to go in there that the players will like. All you got to do is find somebody that, you know, could potentially be a good, you know, players coach. Mm-hmm. They're out
there. Cora probably loves O'Halloran, right? Does not get involved. B-O-H, that's Cora's guy.
I'm telling you, this thing's headed for a disaster.
Alex Cora.
I'm telling you.
Now wait till they come back and win this series. They're going to go to the World Series.
I'm not saying in the series, Ken. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying in the future, there's going to be something where one of these two guys are going to have to go because there's no way they can get along.
All right. Well, I will say, I mean, this is it was a whisper. The whisper described it as not a fractured relationship, but one of those relationship issues that one might address with a therapist. Okay. That's it. That's all it is. It's not reporting. It is.
It is now.
What does Schefter call it? It's not a report.
It's an opinion.
No, it's an opinion. It's surmising.
Well, this is going to go around the world because I just tweeted out your latest saying 20% chance he's the daughter.
It was not a report.
And I tagged Second Gentleman.
I hate when you do that.
It was never a report.
It was never a report.
I didn't report anything. This is
Just my informed opinion.
What a douche. Jesus.
This is Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, people. How are we doing this morning? How's everybody doing?
What's going on?
Listen, not too much. I'm driving out to Connecticut, but, you know, and I appreciate all your sources and stuff, but, you know, really, when stuff like that gets out on the airwaves, that's how stuff stops. There's no way in hell they're going to let Cora go. He's handpicked by the owner. So I don't see any scenario where he's relieved of his duty. You know, I kind of like how Bloom is his theory, but he's going to realize he's in Boston. You're going to have to spend the money to get where you want to be. Wiggy's right about that. You're going to have to do something off season, make kind of a big splash, and to get him back where they need to be. They need another style, and they do need some Bloom help.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think if you're suggesting that bringing something up that you were told is going to lead to the dissolution of that marriage. I think that's
a snowball.
What's that?
Some snowball thing. It doesn't snowball.
It doesn't. It's on a stupid radio show. It doesn't.
It's not the job of a media entity to protect a team. This isn't like the nuclear code.
Don't diminish your importance to society, Greg. You are a heavy hitter in this industry.
It does nothing to do. If there is a struggle going on in that relationship,
right,
it has nothing to do with who's reporting it or whether or not anybody knows about it. I don't know enough about Chaim Bloom to know the relationship that he had with his manager in Tampa,
right?
Ken, you probably do, but was that a relationship where he was involved in the day to day of things from a manager's perspective? I don't know that.
But in all sincerity, there is the feeling among Henry and almost all of the owners in baseball that managers are completely replaceable. That Aaron Boone's back in New York, not because he's a great manager, but he does what they tell him to do. You know, the manager used to be this $5 million position, and it's gone down precipitously in the salary since Joe Torre and those guys because the manager simply puts on the field what the computer tells them.
Did you listen to Henry gush about Cora this just like last week?
Yeah.
To have Alex come back, look, it wasn't easy to bring him back. I mean, there were a lot of people that...
Easy.
Well, there were some people that were criticized, right? But he's that talented of a manager. What difference did he make for this ball club this year?
He made a huge difference. You see it every night. I mean, you guys watch it every night. He makes a huge difference. The decisions he makes are, as in 2018, especially in October, his instincts and his intelligence in this game is unmatched.
Unmatched.
As in 2018, you see what he brought up? Brought up the last time they won. I'm telling you, listen, I learned a long time ago when the streets are talking, something's going on, and something was about to happen.
What's about to happen?
This is headed for a collision course. And now I don't know. I'm not saying this season or next season, but it's going to come to a point, whether it's Alex Cora, whether it's Chaim Bloom, whether it's ownership that goes, we've seen it with Brady and Belichick. And we know that Red Sox ownership, hey, they'll move on from guys quickly. They moved on from Dave Dombrowski, who won a World Series. And if things kind of don't go a little shaky, there's no way you could be a manager if you feel like the guy is micromanaging you and you want to be there.
Maybe he should have micromanaged more last night. Take Sale out when Alvarez is up. He should have been on the phone. I mean, well, Cora looked bad after last night.
Wiggy's suggesting that maybe that's the kind of thing that goes on. I don't know.
You don't
maybe
think that
maybe there's friction there on gut decisions like that.
You don't think there was a discussion after the game in Cora's office about why don't we pull him?
If they don't, let's say that speculate that the Red Sox lose tomorrow night or lose in a game seven. Do you think ownership looks at it the same way a lot of fans have, where everything that you got this season was a bonus, where everything, you know, the expectation was not that they were talking about it earlier. What was the over-under?
80 and a half.
So you way overachieved. We're happy with that. And we will, let's look at next season. Or do you think they say, wow, you're sitting at Fenway Park, couple wins away from getting to the World Series, and you don't do it. I think the latter.
What? Yeah, because I think that even if people didn't have high expectations for them, then they see them in the ALCS winning games and doing it. It seemed easy for them. for two games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blow it at Fenway. I don't think the fans will walk away from that being like, meh, we outkicked our coverage and we should just be happy with losing in the ALCS. I don't think fans are like that
fans
in Boston.
The diehards are not like that, but the Blue Hats don't care.
They're thrilled. They rediscovered Fenway this year. Fenway became a party. This is an unmitigated success no matter what
happens. For the Blue Hats, for the diehards, they might be like, oh, well, we were up 2-1. We let this thing slip away. It's last night. Why did you let Sale go through the order three times? But the Blue Hats, the ones that go there and just want to get the perfect selfie, they're like, oh, this is great. I got to take a couple of playoff games. Woo, hip hip hooray. It all works out. But you listen, show me one band and all of history of every genre of music.
Smash Mouth.
That had two lead singers.
Love Smash Mouth.
That had two lead singers?
Yep.
AC/DC.
Don't work.
Who could forget the Catholic Church of the two popes?
It don't work.
No, he's saying two lead singers at the same time, Ken.
Oh. It doesn't
Spice
work.
Spice Girls tried it.
Nope, there's always one. Beyonce,
Garfunkel.
Michael. There's always
the Spice
Justin
one.
Timberlake, and I don't know
Led and Zeppelin.
I don't know. I don't know whether Cora or Bloom. I don't know which one's Beyonce, right as of right now. But there cannot be two lead singers.
Ken, I really respect your opinion when it comes to baseball. You really believe that John Henry would protect Cora over Chaim Bloom.
Yes, yes. Did you hear that? Did you hear him gushing about him?
I don't care what they say publicly. I'm asking your opinion.
First of all, neither are going anywhere. They're going to keep this together. The only thing that is trouble is the labor dispute. That's going to drag out the offseason. But you think after this year, either one of them is... Neither of these guys are going anywhere next year.
Well, not,
now, Greg, you're right. Maybe down the road, this could be an issue.
Maybe down the road, yeah.
Yeah, but if next year is not an issue, you don't think... If next year they don't do as well, get back to this point, you don't think the following year there becomes an issue?
Yeah, maybe Bloom gets reassigned somewhere. I don't know. Cora is going nowhere.
Reassigned somewhere? What are you talking about?
He becomes Brad Stevens, president emeritus or whatever. Well,
I'm telling you, I don't follow baseball like I used to, but I know personalities. And Chaim Bloom is the John Henry clone. He loves people that use analytics. It's how Henry made billions. He views baseball as a sport you can win by understanding trends. And the manager in today's baseball is largely irrelevant.
Wiggy, Hall & Oates.
No.
Two lead singers.
No, it wasn't.
Texters are weighing in.
No.
What about the Eagles?
Which one? No.
Eagles, Beatles.
Which one was Oates?
Adam Oates, I love that.
The blonde-headed guy, he did mainly all the singing.
The Spice Girls really didn't have a lead.
And that's, well, they didn't. I'm not really familiar with the Spice Girls, but there's no two groups that have two lead singers. It don't work that way.
What about Bruce and Springsteen?
Yeah, no, boss.
What about Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac is
Stevie
Nicks. Wasn't she in that group?
Yes.
Yes, she was the lead singer. And then she decided to go solo. See what happens? Happened to Journey.
What about Lindsey Buckingham?
I don't know Lindsey Buckingham. You're getting a little too deep into the music for me on that one.
I need one of the all-time great movie soundtrack songs as a rejoin from Lindsey Buckingham, which is from the Vacation soundtrack, if you could, Ken. Next time we get to a rejoin.
Doesn't work, man.
This is Alex from New Hampshire. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. Wiggy, how could you forget about Outkast?
That's a good one.
Those are rappers. Rap groups work.
You said any genre.
No, but rap groups work, though. They're not lead singers.
That's a good one. Outkast
rap groups,
is a good one.
And technically, I will say this, Andre 3000 is the lead dog in Outkast. He's because Big Boy's still rapping and wants to get the band
Big
back.
Big
Boy. Big Boy. Big Boy still rapping and wants to get the band back.
That is a huge shot at Method Man.
Method Man. Probably top dog in the Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, there's always one. You can't.
Oh, Chaim Bloom just called in to weigh in on this.
I do love Wu-Tang.
But there's always one, Greg. You're a music person.
Yeah, I am.
When you have two guys, and then I'm saying Chaim and Alex right now are two top dogs. Mm-hmm. They're like the two. You can't have that. It doesn't work because.
Ken, what about Pink Floyd? David Gilmour, Roger Waters.
Absolutely.
Two lead singers.
Of course, they split up because of the action.
That's what happens.
That's ultimately what happens. Doesn't work.
This is Jim from Framingham. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Hey, it's Tim from New Hampshire.
Oh, Tim.
I can't believe it, Wiggy. You didn't call this one. NWA, every single one of them sang.
Well, And it didn't work out. And really, the main dude in that group, let's not get it twisted, was Ice Cube. Ice Cube was the main dude.
Main dog.
Because once Ice Cube left, they weren't the same. Ice Cube was the main. So there's always one. It don't work, man. And that's why Cora and Heim Bloom, now that we know this, man, this is something to be watching for the future.
Wiggy, when you were in grade school and you raised your hand and you were asked a question and you got it wrong,
right.
Did you just spend the next half hour telling the teacher that they didn't know what they were doing?
Listen, the teacher wasn't teaching. She was too busy worried about not getting beat up.
I think there are a lot of bands with more than one, but that is usually the reason why they break up. Like, because I keep going back to Spice Girls, and I know we can all laugh because it's Spice Girls. Spice Girls are iconic, and I think for a lot of people, they are. I don't know how you can laugh at that.
Yeah. They're iconic?
Yes, they are.
No, okay. I don't really know.
But I'm saying, Baby Spice, Scary Spice, that's the reason.
Black girl, the black girl and David Beckham, they were the two headliners.
Victoria Beckham.
Oh, Victoria, whatever.
Yeah, but no, Baby Spice was also in the mix.
Have you ever dragged Santo to a Spice Girl show and he had to act like he liked being there?
No, I have not.
Okay.
You guys can make fun of me all you want, but you guys are talking about other bands. Spice Girls is a band, and they had more than one lead singer, and that's why they broke up.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Yes, Scary Spice.
So Wiggy's right about that.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Happy birthday, Eve, birthday junior, to Courtney Cox today.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Tomorrow is the big birthday.
My last day in my 20s.
Are we doing anything special on the show?
I don't know.
Curtis, have you
So when's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Wow. You plan anything for Courtney's birthday for the show?
We have a big station-wide meeting after Courtney leaves to plan the whole thing today.
I thought she was in on that.
No. Well, she gave me what to ask for.
Yes. All we got to do is call Santo and say, hey, what did Courtney tell you to get?
Yep, exactly.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.